Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 35. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the Chosen One." What an unexpected place to find a king, lying not in a king-sized bed, but in a manger, wrapped not in royal robes, but in cloths, surrounded not by scholars, paparazzi, or dignitaries, but by shepherds. Jesus' first hours were not exactly fit for a king. Fast forward 33 years, again, what an unexpected place to find a king. Hanging on a cross, stripped of clothing as well as dignity, surrounded by criminals. Jesus' last hours weren't exactly fit for a king either. The unroyal treatment continued as people who gathered around to take in this spectacle literally added insult to his injury. But when they sarcastically sneered that he should save himself, Jesus didn't take the rulers up on their invitation. It wasn't because he couldn't save himself. It was because he wouldn't save himself. It wasn't a lack of power that kept the king on the cross. It was an overflowing abundance of love. That's what makes this king so notable, so extraordinary, so different from every other king. Jesus was willing to receive so much less than he deserved in order that we might receive so much more than we deserve. Through faith in him, sinful human beings who deserve hell now also find themselves in the most unexpected of places, welcomed into the family of a heavenly Father, loved by the divine heart with a love inexhaustible and unconditional, bowing in prayer before the throne of the King of Kings, whom we also call brother, confident of life eternal in heaven, even in the face of death itself. What unexpected places to find sinners, all because of Jesus, who is indeed God's Messiah, the Chosen One. In joyful, grateful response, let us give our Savior the royal treatment in our lives. Let us make our hearts fit for the King. King of Kings, I praise you not only for your incredible power, but even more for your incredible love. Love that led you to offer your life for me. Fill my heart with fervent love for you, that I may, through my words and actions, honor you as my King and my God. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.